Today is the 4th of July, which means it's a day to celebrate America and to be patriotic. But the question is, in a country that's increasingly despotic and anti-Catholic, should Catholics still be patriotic? That's what we're going to talk about today on Crisis Point. Hello, I'm Eric Sammons, your host, the editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. Before we get started, I just want to encourage people to smash that like button and to subscribe to the channel. I really appreciate all the people who have been doing that. We've been growing pretty quickly lately, and I appreciate that. That's how the algorithm knows that we exist, and that's how actual human beings find out that we exist. It's through the algorithm, the all-knowing, all-powerful algorithm. Also, I just want to encourage people to follow us on social media, at Crisis Mag, at all the various social media channels. Like I said, today is 4th of July, so happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to all you Americans who are watching or listening to this. This is a day that we celebrate the actions of some unpatriotic traitors. That's what we do on the 4th of July. We celebrate the actions of some unpatriotic traitors. What do I mean by that? Well, if you think about it, all the founding fathers of America were actually subjects of the British Empire. Their patriotism, defined very narrowly, should have been to the British Empire. That's what they were subjects to. Yet they rebelled against that. They rebelled against their country, their homeland, so to speak. And now we celebrate them. In fact, I would even argue that in many ways, what they were rebelling against, the British Empire they were rebelling against, our current America is much more like that British Empire against which they rebelled than it's like America was at its founding. And so I bring this up for a reason. I bring this up because I think many of us have a very limited view of what patriotism is. And when we think back to our own founding, we realize if we have a very strict view of patriotism, we should be against the American Revolution. We should be against people in this country rebelling against the British Empire of which they were part of. So what does it actually mean to be patriotic? And should American Catholics living here in America, should we be patriotic towards our country? I think it's an important question. And I think it's a question that has developed over the past, in my lifetime, I'll just say that. I won't say exactly how old I am, but you can guess. In my lifetime, I think it's developed. The answer isn't quite so clear as it was perhaps even 20, 30, 40 years ago. First, let's be very clear what we mean by patriotism. Patriotism is a virtue. It is a virtue that Catholics should have. And it's a sub-virtue under the cardinal virtue of justice. With justice, what you do is you give to somebody what is their due. So, for example, if I owe somebody $20 and I pay him $20, that is the virtue of justice. I've given him what he is due. But, of course, it goes beyond just monetary debts and things of that nature. Justice means you give to various entities whatever they're due to them. So, for example, you honor and respect your parents out of the sense of justice because of the fact that your life is due to them. Your upbringing is due to them. And so you have to honor and respect your parents as part of the virtue of justice. Likewise, religion is actually part of the virtue of justice because we give to God what he is due. And what God is due is our religious actions, worship, praise and honor, all those type of things, they really all fall under the virtue of justice. That's why it's virtuous even for a pagan on some level, for a pagan to engage in his worship of his deity. Now, of course, it's misdirected, but he's giving in the virtue of justice the due to what he believes is his deity. Now, patriotism is giving one's due to one's country. So obviously, when you're born into a country, you have certain benefits from living that country, And you have a certain attachment to that country. You have to no other country in the world. And that is the virtue, then, therefore, of patriotism. And we should look at the land in which we are born and give them a certain amount of honor and give it a certain amount of honor and respect, like we do to our parents, like we do to God. We also give it to our country. That is the proper virtue of patriotism. Now, there's also, I don't like this word, the word nationalism, because I think it's often used in very different ways. But commonly understood today, the term nationalism is seen as a negative thing. I think that's problematic, but let's just stick with the kind of the common understanding. And that's not the same as patriotism. In nationalism, like I said, as it's often defined today, it's the idea of your nation being inherently superior to other nations. That's not what patriotism is. Patriotism isn't saying my country's better than yours. Patriotism is saying I owe my country a certain debt of gratitude for being part of it. And so I have a certain honor and respect for it. It doesn't mean you're saying my country, no matter what, my country is better than every other country. I want my country to dominate and control other countries. Those are not virtues. And that's not patriotism. And so therefore, that's why it's not unpatriotic, for example, to oppose your country's military actions in another country, for example, if you believe they're unjust, that they're not really furthering the interests of your own country and they're damaging the interests of another country, it's not unpatriotic to oppose that. And so patriotism, therefore, is a virtue. And so we are duty-bound as Catholics, as American Catholics, and those of you who are not in America, I appreciate you tuning in. This applies to your country somewhat, maybe not at all, depends on what kind of country you live in. I think it's similar, honestly, a lot of things I say here to for example, Canada. But a country, though, our patriotism to a country, what does it extend towards? What does that honor and respect extend towards? Because a country is more than just one thing. It's the land, the actual geography in which one lives. It's the people. So the American people in our case, which is very different than most countries. Most countries have a certain ethnic people. They're defined. So for example, in Hungary, many of the people there are Hungarians by birth in the sense of their nationality, their ethnicity. Sorry if I can't pronounce that word. Polish people, for example, that's a certain ethnic race. In America, of course, we have lots of different races, lots of different backgrounds, but yet there still is a people of America. Likewise, we have a society, a culture, a way things are done in this country that they're not done in other countries because of our background, because of our history. That's another part of our country. It's its history. Another part is its government. Obviously, government is an important part of a country, how a nation is governed. Economic policy. There's just lots of things that make up a country. And so our patriotism towards it does not necessarily have to support and embrace every aspect of that country. We can still be patriotic and yet oppose different aspects of how a country is run, the culture of a country, things of that nature. And so before I get into this idea of should American Catholics be patriotic, I want to make sure those things were clear. I also want to be clear about something else. I'm going to say some negative things about America. I think you probably realize I was leading up to that. But I want to also state very clearly that I love the land in which I was born, that there are many, many, many benefits to living in America, to being born in America, being a citizen of America. That many people, countless people throughout the ages, did not have these benefits. I would say, obviously, the number one thing is freedom. The fact that I can go to Mass every day that I want to. I can freely do that. There's no law stopping me from doing that. That's obvious. I can pray to God without it being against the law. And so this is something that I'm free to marry who I wish. I don't have any rules about that. I can have as many kids as I want. There's no laws against how many kids I have. All these things are great benefits, great blessings on our country. Also, just the fact that we're very prosperous. I do know there are many negative aspects of being prosperous. Don't get me wrong. I greatly acknowledge that. But the fact is, I can't help but be thankful for the fact that I live in a country where I can host this podcast with internet connection, with the computers, with the microphone, everything that we have here. I can do all the things I can do. I have a car, I have a house, you know, all these things that most of us have. These are blessings as well. Yes, our prosperity can turn us against God. And I think that's a danger of it. But at the same time, I think it would be ungrateful for me to act like the fact that I can easily feed myself and feed my family. I can just drive down the road and I can buy groceries at a grocery store. I think that's something that we need to be thankful for. And it's because of the way our country, its history, and the way it's been that is possible. So there are many advantages to being American, and there's many things to love about our country. That being said, I don't think it should be shocking for anybody who watches this podcast that I'm going to say there are a lot of problems in this country, a lot of problems, deep systemic problems. I think number one, which has to be always mentioned as number one, is the scourge of abortion, that the fact that abortion is legal in this country in most of the states throughout 9 months, or at least pretty far into the pregnancy. I mean, thanks be to God, just a year ago, Roe v. Wade, that evil Supreme Court decision, was struck down. And so we're better than we were a little bit over a year ago, and we should acknowledge that. But yet, at the same time, this country has legalized child killing, and it has been legal for more than 50 years now. And so that is a scourge on our country. Also, I think the fact that wokeness has captured our institutions in this country. Our culture, all our powerful institutions, media, government, academia, corporations, you name it, have been captured by wokeness. And I know the term wokeness can make it not sound as bad as it is. But the fact is that immorality and evil is being promoted by all the institutions, all the major institutions of this country, and by the culture. I mean, our new flag, I'm going to pull this up for those who are watching it. This was just from last month from the White House. And it's for those who are not watching it, listening to it, there are three flags flying at the White House. On the left and the right are the American flag, and in the middle is the LGBTQ plus whatever flag. The flag with the rainbow flag with the transgender symbolism on it as well. We cannot deny that is a flag that flies in our country. In fact, in many ways, that flag is more representative of our country than the American flag is. I wrote about this at Crisis last week, but I recently, with my son, we went to the local Pride Parade to pray and to witness to the truth of Catholicism. We held up Sacred Heart flags and we prayed the rosary, prayed the Litany of the Sacred Heart. And I was very glad that we went. I'm very glad that we were able to do what we did, and hopefully hearts were touched by it. But at the same time, the reality is it was very discouraging. Why was it very discouraging? It was discouraging because it was massive. There were tens of thousands of people involved in this parade. I was there for an hour and a half of it, and it was still going by when I left. And that doesn't even count all the thousands of people that were on the sides cheering it on. And what was especially discouraging was all the young families there, families with their kids in their rainbow t-shirts and what have you. It was extremely discouraging because the fact is we can't lie to ourselves and act like the transgender, the gay movement has not captured our country. And so we have to acknowledge this, and we have to recognize that this is the reality of the country we live in, that it's been captured. And it captured all the major institutions. And even if you want to say, well, Biden put that up and maybe Trump wouldn't, or another Republican president, the fact is most of the Republican president, Republicans now also support this agenda. And so this is just a reality that anti-Catholicism, immorality control our country at this point. And another thing that I will say that I know a lot of conservatives don't necessarily agree with, but I think is true, is we have to recognize our role in this world and the symbol and that we're giving to the rest of the world by our foreign policy, by our military action. The fact is that we've created an American empire. We don't call it that, and we don't officially have colonies. But the fact is, if you look at, for example, what's going on over in Eastern Europe with NATO, we control NATO. And basically, militarily, then we control all of Europe. I mean, the reason Russia does not want NATO to go right up on the border, on their border, isn't because they're afraid of Spain, isn't because they're afraid of Belgium or something like that. It's because it's America. It's America's right on their doorstep. And the fact is our actions in the Middle East, our actions in Europe, actions all throughout the world, we have spread the American empire. And the problem is we spread the American empire culturally as well. There are so many cases, like, for example, in Africa, where we want to export our immorality, our values, our anti-Christian values to other countries. And we often dangle financial incentives to that happening. Yes, we will give you financial assistance if you also, for example, overturn your laws against homosexuality, if you overturn your laws against abortion or whatever the case may be, then we will give you this financial aid. And we're doing this to sometimes desperate countries that need aid. I'm against foreign aid in general, but the point is that these other countries are in a terrible condition. And then we all of a sudden say, we'll give you money, but only if you embrace our values, our morality, which is really immorality. And so that's a reason to very much be hesitant about being patriotic, in the sense of, I love this country the way it is, and I want it to stay the way it is. Another thing we have to acknowledge as Catholics is that democracy in and of itself is not, in the Catholic point of view, a divine way of governing. It's not the end all be all. There are many problems with democracy, which I think we're seeing played out. There are some very good arguments against democracy. For example, Hans Hermann Hoppe's book, Democracy, the God That Failed, is one of my go-to book that I recommend highly. But a lot of people would argue, a growing number of people would argue at the very least, that democracy is doomed to regress into totalitarianism. Because as long as you have people who are able to vote in rulers to give them what they want, that's exactly what will end up happening, is they will vote in people who will give them things, and then they will become dependent upon them. And then in that dependence, the rulers will become totalitarian, because just like the way we treat African nations, we can treat our own people. Well, if you want these benefits of government that you've gotten so used to, you need to also go along with our entire program. And so what happens is, you get people like Joe Biden elected as president because he's promising all these things to keep, you know, you keep your Social Security, you keep your government health care, you keep all these things, vote me in. And with that, you're also going to have to be pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ, whatever. You have to embrace the entire program. And so this is something that a lot of great thinkers have recognized is the key problem with democracy. We've had a good run in a lot of ways for almost 200 years. We're over 250 years old now, almost 250 years old now. But for the first almost 200 years, that maybe 150 or something like that. Yeah, a lot of free. We had a lot of things. We didn't have this immorality being pushed. And so as Catholics, we have to be willing to be honest about that and not act like, okay, we have to support democracy no matter what. No, we have to say, what do we think is the best form of government? And historically, at least, traditionally, at least, most Catholics would have argued for monarchy, would have said, no, we should be a monarchy. Remember, that's what we rejected. Our country is based on the rejection of monarchy. Yet, as Catholics, we should at least be sympathetic to monarchy and the possibilities of monarchy. I'm not going to get into a whole argument here for monarchy or democracy. I've actually had podcasts that have talked about this. But the point is that I think this should give us pause in blindly accepting the patriotism of today as Catholics, that we need to recognize there might be superior forms of government and that our country itself has many weaknesses that we need to acknowledge. So what is then the proper attitude of patriotism towards our country for American Catholics? I think, first of all, we should be patriotic towards our land in the sense that this is the geographical land that God has put us in. And as such, we should want the best for it. I mean, that's what really patriotism is. You want the best for the land you live in. And so we should be patriotic towards our land, because I don't think the land you are born into is an accident of history. I think it's divine, it's providential. Now, some people, obviously, we have a country of immigrants, and we have a lot of people who've come here from other lands. But needless to say, people should be proud of their land. They should be proud of the land in which they are born, and they should want the best for that. But the question is, do we have to be patriotic to the exact configuration of our country as it is today? The 50-state union we have today, that goes from Alaska to Maine to Hawaii to Florida, that whole land. Do we have to be patriotic and say, in the sense of, we have to support that exact configuration? And I think that's where our patriotism needs to be a little more thinking, a little more intelligent than often it is today. Because most people, most Americans, when they think patriotism, they think of supporting the land as it currently exists today, the country as it currently is configured today, the 50-state union with the borders exactly the way they are now. And somehow that's divinely instituted. Of course, that didn't even happen, didn't even finish being developed like that until the 1950s. And so therefore, I'll bring up the word that I've brought up before, I've had podcasts about, but that's secession. I do not believe secession is unpatriotic. After all, our whole country is based on secession. We seceded from the British Empire. That's what we're celebrating today on July 4th. We're celebrating secession. It would be legitimate for us to say today to people, Happy Secession Day, because that's exactly what it was. So secession should not be a dirty word in American discourse, because we're literally founded on it. And so as Catholics, I think we should seriously consider the possibility of secession again for our land that we live in. So, for example, I live in Ohio. I live in the area I live in. I want it to be protected. I want it to be it to thrive, because this is where I was born. This is where I grew up. This is where my kids are. I want that to happen. And so if the best way for that to happen means I'm not part of the United States of America, well, then that's what I should support. And so I really do think this is an important issue, that we don't have a mindless connection to our current way we're configured, but instead to the land. Here, let me give you an example. Imagine you are a Russian born in the late 1900s, early 2000. Late 1800s, early 1900s. So at the turn of the 20th century, you love your land. You love Russia. You are a patriotic Russian, as you should be. And then the Soviet Union takes over. And now you're living under the Soviet Union, which has also added on a lot of pieces beyond Russia to the puzzle, to the Soviet Union. Is it demanded of you that you are patriotic towards the Soviet Union? You were born in what is now the Soviet Union, but it was Russia when you were born. You have a love of Russia, your country, but you don't have a love of the Soviet Union. So is it wrong for you to want the breakup of the Soviet Union, which is exactly, of course, what eventually happened? Is it wrong for you that you don't want to have these other countries as part of the Soviet, part of your country, but you just want Russia to return Perhaps you're want to return to the Romanov dynasty or something like that. The point is, you can be patriotic and not have to love your current government and country's configuration. And so, just like now that's an extreme example, obviously, somebody being born in Russia and then all of a sudden the Soviet Union takes over. But I would argue that our country has slowly moved in that direction. We don't have an overnight revolution that's occurred in this country where all of a sudden we went from being Tsarist Russia to the Soviet Union. We don't have that. However, we do have, I would say, a slow revolution that's occurred in this country, a slow revolution from a free country that was Christian, at least in many ways, not Catholic ever, but Christian in many ways, or at least encouraged and promoted Christianity, to now all of a sudden we move and we have a country that's not any of those things. It's much more totalitarian. It's much more imperial. It has all these issues. And so we've had a revolution. It's not an overnight revolution like Russia had, but it is a revolution nonetheless. And so I believe you can be patriotic and not want that to still be the case, not want that to be a situation that continues forever. I'm not a politician, so I don't have to mouth the talking points on 4th of July that, okay, that this country is divinely founded exactly the way it's set up today. I don't have to do that. Like the founding fathers, though, I would argue that to be like them, we should consider the idea of declaring independence from the American Empire this time, instead of the British Empire, the American Empire, by looking into ways in which we break up the country as it's currently configured, while still having a love and patriotism towards our land. I mean, here's the thing. I was not born in California. I was not born in Alaska. I was not born in Maine. I was not born in Florida. Is it demanded of me that I have patriotism towards those lands just because right now they're currently in a configuration in which they're in the same country? I don't think that's necessarily true. I think I should have a love of my country on a certain level, but really a love of my land where I am born. And so how far does that go out? I mean, because for example, Canada is closer to me than California is. I mean, I could just drive up north for a few hours and I'm in Canada. Why is it that necessarily I have to have a patriotism towards California that I don't have towards Canada? Just because currently the way the borders are demand that. I would argue that I should have a love for my local area, my local land, and that's where my greatest patriotism should be towards. And so am I calling for a secessionist movement in this country on this 4th of July, a declaration of independence from the American Empire? Yeah, I think I am. I think I am. I think long-term that's the best for this land. I think it's the best for the church. I think it's the best for Catholics. I think it's the best for freedom. I think it's the best for unborn babies. I think it's the best for a lot of reasons. So on this, the 4th of July, 2023, I say work towards secession, work towards making the land you live in the greatest possible way. That does not mean you have to go to Washington and change it. That means you change it right here and right now. I think we do that those things and we have a greater land that we live in, a greater reason to love it, and a greater reason to be patriotic. Okay, that's it for now. I'm going to cut it there. Until next time, everybody. God love you.